jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I got the rest of my army for things this morning, although really not really, really ready to go to war. But I am at war, and we ought to be at war, too, to understand that so much of everything we hold sacred is under attack. And we're going to have to make a decision whether we're going to stand up and fight back or whether we're just going to let them roll over. So we're going to court today. That's why I got this on. Alicia, our dear little friend who was arrested at Planned Parenthood, what was that, 2 months ago now? Has her day in court today. First appearance. No, second appearance. Third appearance. Actually going to go through before a judge today, make a pleading, demand a jury trial. So we'll be in Franklin County Court in Columbus, Ohio. See, I am so sick of the legal system. Sick of it. And not only do we have, Sheldon, I don't know. Can you pull up, Sheldon, an email that I just sent Jared? And it's got Jared copied on. Folks, stay with me a second, okay? I got my army gear on. Let me get this off my chest here. What is it I sent to you, Sheldon? Because I wasn't going to even make this public yet. Hang on, man. I hate this computer. There it is. That's what I'm looking for. I don't hate it. I do. Yeah, I do. I do. I hate it. Go to the one that says mail this out, Sheldon. It says please mail this out. And Sheldon, if you go down at the bottom. There's a picture of Mike Blake standing up on top of his fire truck. See if you can get that thing up there from him. Mike Blake's also in court, folks. Not today, but he's in court as well. Where? Planned Parenthood. Mike Blake gets himself a truck. He dresses it all up. Jesus on it, goes to the abortion clinic with it. He's standing on top of the abortion of his truck at the abortion clinic in Columbus, stopping, telling people, stop, there's a murder in progress. And then Mike had the audacity to play over his public address system on this thing here, an audio of a baby crying. All right, Sheldon, I'm going to see how quick you are. Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, Sheldon. And just type in baby crying. Sound of baby crying. So all Mike Blake did, baby crying. There you go. So all Mike Blake did was click on any one of those. He got up on his truck and he played over the PA this. See, okay, can stop that a second. See, this is very effective at the abortion clinic because the women inside, when they hear that baby cry, reminds them of what they're getting ready to do. Play a little bit more of that, Sheldon. Play a little more of it. And Mike Blake played that over his PA's little PA system. Do you ever drive down the road and hear the boombox booming so loud you can hear them a block away? You ever hear that before? Ain't no sound violations there. You ever hear those motorcycles come rolling by? No sound violation there. Mike Blake stands on top of his truck, plays over his PA, this baby crying or something similar. You know what happens? Those mothers in that waiting room get very, very uncomfortable and think about leaving. So what happened? So the cop, the rent-a-cop at Planned Parenthood comes out, and what do you suppose he does? Put Mike's picture back up there, Sheldon. If you can, put Mike back up there. He wrote Mike a citation for a sound violation. Has to appear in court. Has to appear in court. Now, if Mike doesn't have an attorney, the fine that's going to be what, $150, $200, whatever, sound ordinance violation. And Mike's going to pay it. Why is he going to pay it? Because he can't afford an attorney. Why would you pay $500 to an attorney for a $150 fine. It doesn't make any sense. So they just continue to harass us over and over and over and over again. We are in the process of hiring attorneys to help Alicia, to help Mike Blake, and one more, Sheldon, if you can. See, Sheldon, you're getting good, man. Stay on that same page, bud, and go down to that, click on that video and go to the 17 minute and 20 second mark. That same video. Stay with me, folks. I'm at war today, okay? I'm at war today. If who's going to help Mike Blake? Who's going to help Alicia? Alicia, there she is getting arrested. Who's going to go to 1720, Mark? 1720 on this video. We're going to take this to court with us today. At the 1720 mark, who shows up? Right there, Johnny Tuttle. Right there, Johnny Tuttle. Freeze that. There's John Tuttle right there. John Tuttle's been summoned into court as well at Planned Parenthood. You know why, don't you? Huh? Do you know why? Johnny Tuttle's been going to the abortion clinic for 40 years. 40 years, John Tuttle has been going to the abortion clinic. And somebody at the abortion clinic called the police and said John Tuttle threatened them. Threatened them. No evidence, no proof. John Tuttle, 40 years, never threatened anybody, never done anything untoward. Hang on a minute. Never done anything untoward at the abortion clinic. And you know what they did? They said that John Tuttle was menacing. Menacing. So what's John Tuttle do? Well, he goes to court and pleads not guilty, and then the judge finds him guilty of menacing. And they're going to pay him, I don't know, what's a menacing fine? $500, you suppose? Now, if they keep hitting you with $500 fines for menacing, are you going to go back? You going to keep going back to the abortion clinic? Or do we find some attorney who will show up and say, and fight it for him so that this kind of bullying stops? Stops. I could give you one after another of these things go on, and we just roll over and take it. Why? We don't have anybody to fight for us. We got somebody. Tom Condit's going to do it. But I need your help. I need your help. You guys want to help John Tuttle, been doing it 40 years? You want to help Mike Blake? You want to help Alicia, who's going to trial today? Want to? Or we just say, hey, Alicia, we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. Lord's will be done, Alicia. Mike, God bless you. Mike, the Bible says it. Blessed are you when you're persecuted, Mike. Mike, we're sorry you're persecuted. We're praying for you, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry about your $150 fine, Mike. We're praying. You got what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Huh? So we're going to raise some money, and we're going to put together we're going to fight this. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. That's where I'm heading today. That's what we're doing. God bless Johnny Tuttle. God bless you, John. 40 years he's been doing it. Menacing. You know why? You know what he did? He told them if they didn't turn around, they're going to be burning in hell. And then they called the cops and said John threatened to kill them. And of course, the cops, whose side the cops on? Well, the cops are on John's side, aren't they? Of course they are. They're on Johnny's side. Yeah, right. You're right. See, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And we know this as Psalm 2 tells us that the kings of this earth are conspiring against godly men like John and godly men like Mike Blake and godly women like Alicia. The kings of this earth are conspiring against them, folks, against them. And our team needs to step to the plate and help these folks out. I need to help them out. Somebody could, well, you hear what I'm saying. You can go to CoachDaveLive.com right now and help fund their defense. Yes, sir.
That verse that you just quoted,
yes.
You could really stop after the first three words. You wrestle not. You don't have to go through the rest of it. You don't even have to go to the rest of it. We would win those cases by simply showing up. If you filled that courtroom and had a jury trial, you don't need a lawyer. You show up. They don't like to be seen, but we don't do that. When I go to court, it's just me, buddy, all alone. It's great fun.
Yep. So that's why today we're going to hand deliver these videos to the prosecutor, and let the prosecutor see exactly what it was. Now, if they want to go to court on this, if they want to go to trial, see, folks, listen, this stuff would never be exposed if we can't get it before a jury. It'll never be exposed. If Johnny just has to show up and plead guilty and get him charged with a second degree misdemeanor and pay his $500 fine, then life goes on. Then, except there's only one problem. The next time they bring a charge against Johnny, why, look, he has a previous charge as menacing. This guy's dangerous. You see how this game plays? See how it's played? Why should he have to go to court and plead guilty to something he didn't do? Simply because he doesn't have the money for an attorney. Same thing with Mike Blake. Put Mike Blake back above it. God bless Mike Blake. God bless him and baby crying. God bless him. Alicia got arrested first time she ever showed up in an abortion clinic. They hate black faces at the abortion clinic. I can tell you that. They hate it. There's Mike Blake. They ought to build a statue to Mike Blake. That's what they ought to do. Took his own money, went out, bought this thing, got it painted up, goes, plays that baby crying, Sheldon. You get that up there again? Can't have that baby crying. Can't have that baby crying as those women are going in to kill their babies. No, that violates sound ordinance right there. That violates sound ordinance. You don't think there's a devil? You don't think there's wickedness in high places going on? Okay, I'm going. I'll take a deep breath. Catch my breath. Flea Flicker Friday. Welcome, folks. Thanks for joining us here today at Coach Dave Live. Let me cover a couple things.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Yeah, just one thing. Most town sound ordinances, the decibel level before you're illegal is quite high. It's probably a lot cheaper to buy one of those little machines that records the decibel level, and somebody can stand by and record the decibel level, take a video shot or a photo of it and everything, and that would be evidence in court that he was not violating the law.
Well, at the same time, the officer has to be able to measure that himself.
Yeah, if the officer doesn't do it himself, he can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you were breaking the law.
Listen, folks, you're missing the point, although you're not missing the point, okay? You're missing the point, although you're not missing the point. We get no justice when we go to court. We get no justice. I understand what Larry's saying. I understand what Chad's saying. I mean, without an attorney, we get no justice, okay? That's the point that I'm making. And we have a great video, by the way, of Mike Blake's arrest. It's all on film. It's all on film. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready for this one? You know who charged Mike Blake? Yeah. Do you know? Mike Blake was driving around Planned Parenthood. If you've ever been there, there's Main Street, which is a very, very busy street. And then there's two side streets which circle Planned Parenthood. And Mike would take his little van and he would drive it around with that baby crying down those side streets and back out and then back on Main Street. And we're just doing a little circle around the block. It's not even a full block. Just do a little circle around it. You know what happened? The rent-a-cop from Planned Parenthood walked out into Main Street and stopped all traffic going both ways to write Mike Blake a citation for sound violation. That's the kind of crap we're dealing with. The kind of crap we're dealing with.
Two major problems.
A rent-a-cop, a guy working for Planned Parenthood, walks off of the property into the main street, stops Mike Blake, stops all the traffic, and writes Mike Blake a citation for violating a sound ordinance for playing the sound of a baby crying. That's the country we're living in. Go ahead,
Larry. Let me guess, he was a Christian too, probably.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure he was. Well, yeah, you go to court and you go before, please judge, I wasn't doing that, please judge, boom, 250. You now have a second degree misdemeanor on it. You come in next time, you will have a previous record and we'll build upon that record and we're soon going to have your hind end in jail. But folks, this is the way it works. This is the way this game's played. Dale, go ahead.
It is a legal system because there's two major wrongs on this. First off, as being a rental, he cannot perform the duty of writing a citation. He has to call. I get it, Coach. It's frustrating. He's supposed to call another dutied officer. The second problem is, and I know this about sound violations, is you can't write a sound violation unless what Larry was talking about, the decibel reader. It's like writing a speeding ticket without the radar gun.
But if we don't have somebody to represent them in court, this stuff gets thrown out. I'm trying to be nice. Hey, listen, God bless OJ and Philip, who got in their car and drove all the way down to someplace down in Missouri, Shell Knob, Missouri, and went and helped out their brother, Craig down there. It's stuff like that that makes me so proud of what we got going on in here. Craig, are you in here this morning? Let me see. There you are. Hey, Craig, what did OJ and did you tell them that you needed help and come down and help you? What went on down there, Craig?
No, they showed up. One day I was trying to get out of the house, get down and get a sandwich. And
you've been having medical issues. Is that right, Craig?
Yes, sir. I've been like bedridden, I guess, for 5 weeks. And Philip called, and I just got to the grocery store, and he's like, "Hey, Craig, which house is yours?" And I was like, "What are you talking about, man?" He says, "Well, I'm at your house. We came to help you out and get some trash out and get you out of that house and help you back to walking and take care of whatever you needed." And they've been here all week. They leave this morning to go back home. I've never been blessed like that. And he says, "Come on, Craig, you got friends." I said, "Well, obviously I only got two that said, never happened to me before in my life." And God bless them. They've been lifting me up to Jesus all week long.
OJ comes all the way in from Kentucky, and Philip comes in all the way from, does he come from Texas, Craig?
Yeah, Philip came in from Dallas.
Philip came in from Dallas. OJ, after he just got home from being up here in Ohio, OJ lives in as far west in Kentucky as you can go, clover by Paducah. OJ went home, took a shower, kissed his wife, and got in his truck and drove and met Philip at Craig's house, Lonely Hearts Club Band. You guys make me feel so proud. Not proud of me, proud of you guys.
Well, Coach, it brought it together, and you were a transport vehicle for Christians to lift other Christians up.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
And I know OJ didn't want a pat on the back, and I doubt if Philip does either. These things are going on everywhere, man. Make me proud. This Flea Flicker Friday, if you haven't picked up on that yet, Flea Flicker Friday. And I'm going to court with Alicia and our attorney and some others. Like Jack said, more people show up, the better, for sure.
She should wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt.
Oh, my goodness. Dio, I wish I had one. Boy, that would be awesome, wouldn't it? Come on in. That's Flea Flicker. I'll shut up. I got some stuff, but I'll shut up and let some of you get something off your chest. Come on in.
I want to have a different perspective, Coach. I'm proud to be around guys like you, proud to see what a lot of these guys are doing. And the reason why you get resistance from other people, "Oh, you shouldn't be doing this," is, Coach, they try to shame you because they do nothing and they get convicted. So the only way they can feel better about themselves is to try to get people like you, mm-hmm, and Bevelin to stop doing what you're doing. Stop doing what you're doing.
Amen, Dale. And I'm going to say this. This is going to sound braggadocious, but I don't care. I don't care if it does, okay? Because sometimes, you know, the encouragers need encouraged. And I was sitting up at the top of the hill last weekend, and I was thinking, you know, you have a tendency to, in your mind, maybe it's just me, you have a tendency to think the people who aren't there. Right, so God, where's this guy? Where's this guy? Where's this guy? Where's this guy? I have a tendency to think that way, right? And then I just looked around. There was Larry from South Carolina. And there was our old buddy Alabama from Tennessee. There were people from Indianapolis, people from Minneapolis, people from Nevada, people from San Diego, people from Texas, Dallas area, people from Oklahoma, people from Wisconsin, people from New York, some from New Jersey. some from Kentucky, Pennsylvania. Somebody said to me one time, if you call yourself a leader and there ain't nobody following you, you're just out for a walk. And a lot of people out walking. And I thank God that we got followers. We got doers. I'm not bragging. But I thank God that we got people who are doing stuff and that we are motivating them to do stuff. And I'm going to tell you something. I ain't just walking. I'm not just out for a walk. So I honor all you guys. I wish every one of you could get the opportunity to get behind this microphone and take an hour and tell your story. But that's not the way the world works, is it? Every team has to have a leader. Every football team has to have a coach. Everyone does. Every church has to have a pastor. Everyone does. And you say, John 10. Sheldon, John 10. You can call yourself a pastor. I'm going to tell you something right now. You can call yourself a pastor. I'm going to show you something here. I hope you're sitting down. Hey, get off that NIV stuff. Get off that NIV. Go to Good King James. I told you I got my war hat on today. I got a warrior spirit on me today. King James. You want to know how to identify a shepherd? Huh? You want to know? You want to know how? You want to identify a leader? Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is John 10. He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Somebody's in the middle of the congregation of the people and calls himself a leader. You want to know how you know he's a leader? Whether or not he's a leader? Okay, here's how you know. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter open, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls the sheep by name, and he leads them out. If you are a pastor and you are leading people in, but you ain't leading them out, you ain't a leader, bud. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's right from the word. He leads them out. He doesn't call them in. He doesn't call the sheep into the fold. He leads them out of the fold. He leads them out. He takes them out into the field where the people are. If your pastor is not leading you out, he's out for a walk. I don't care how many of you come to his church. He's out, just out walking around. He ain't leading nobody nowhere, baby. It's right there. It's right there. Portia, how's your medical condition up there? I saw there was a wreck up your way. She just commented. I saw Portia popped up in there. Is there anything specifically we can pray for, Portia, for anybody up there, that wreck that took place?
Yes, pray for Chuck for healing and also the other two guys that were involved. But there were no fatalities after all. The other guy did survive as well. But just continue to pray for healing.
Was it a family member, Portia?
Yes.
See, folks, it's just a wreck until it's your family member, isn't it? It's just a wreck. Pastor Dale, pray for Portia. Who, Portia, what is it, your nephew? Who is it, Portia?
It's Chuck, my fiance.
Okay. Hey, well, that's pretty close, huh? That's pretty close. Hey, Dale, would you pray for Chuck?
Absolutely. My Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, Coach is absolutely correct. It's never personal until it's somebody that you know. And Lord, we just lift up Chuck right to you right now. And we know it says that a sparrow does not fall from the sky that you are not aware of it. You have numbered the hairs on her head. There's nothing that's happened in the earth that has not first passed before your eyes and in your throne. God, we know this. You see his situation, and I pray, God, that you would, Lord, that you would touch him. Your word is medicine. It brings forth healing to his body, Father, and I pray through this, Lord, that not only he has a greater revelation, but a greater relationship with you as he draws closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Yeah, thanks, honey. Thanks, honey. I got to say something. Can I say it? Can I say it? Love you, Portia. Love you, Portia. I just
love you too, Coach.
I know you do, sweetheart. I know you do. Can I just say something to people out there? Listen, Lord, give me a way to say it. Why won't you men man up and marry your girlfriends? heck's going on? Why won't you man up and marry your girlfriends? I know of several. I know of more than one, okay? I know of more than one who will not enter into holy matrimony. Who knows why? Who knows why? And if you happen to be one of those girls out there who's given up the cookies for free and you can't figure out why you can't rein your man in, well, honey, close the cookie jar. Close the cookie jar. The Lord doesn't honor that. And if you like cookies so much that you're going to eat them, you're going to steal cookies, well, then stop calling yourself a Christian. And if you like the cookies so much, then pay to buy the cookie jar. I don't get it. I don't get what's going on with men not being men. I just can't. Oh, well, I had to say it, so I said it. I said it. Hey, don't forget Dr. Mike Spaulding's Go Ye Therefore conference. You can go online at Go Ye Therefore and sign up, man. I did my presentation a couple of days ago. I just tell you, it's so timely. It's a video only conference, streaming only, and it starts today. And I did mine. I'm telling you, it was so timely. I just know that it was, and you'll be able to watch that. And my wife just reminded me of that. There's so much going on. Jeff and his group are going to go to St. Louis. Still going out there. They're starting to bend. They're starting to give in over there, Jeff. How many? You got a crew going out there, bud? Hang on, Jeff. If you're a pastor, if you're going to go to St. Louis, and I'm not talking to you, Jeff. I'm talking in general. If you're going to go to St. Louis and you're going to stand up for what's right, and your pastor doesn't go with you, he ain't a pastor, folks. He ain't a pastor. Pastors lead them out. Pastors lead the people out. If you go to your pastor and you say, "Pastor, would you come to the abortion clinic with me?" And he says, "Well, I'm not really called to do that, but we will pray for you and we will bless you as you go," find another pastor. Because I just read in John 10, it says where pastors lead you out. They lead the way. They don't send you. They may, and sometimes the pastor doesn't have to go every time. But if you go to the clinic and you go to your pastor and you ask your pastor to please come and join you at the clinic and he won't come, find a new pastor. You got yourself a hireling. So, Jeff, you're going to go to St. Louis?
Yep, we're leaving about 2:00 this afternoon. We have a pastor that's leading us out. And you know what's, we got a bunch of people going to meet us out there, I guess. The coach, Flip's going with us. He's flying out. And I guess Doc Johnson's coming. He's making up a bunch of signs. He's got banners. He's got stuff. We're taking a PA system. Pastor Flip wants the PA system. We're taking our bullhorns, going to that prosecuting attorney's house Saturday morning at about 9:00 at her neighborhood. And Flip wants to return back there Sunday morning for church service at her neighborhood Sunday morning. We're going to the Planned Parenthood in downtown St. Louis. We're also going to some monument. I guess there's Christians protecting this monument. And they got a beat down the other day by Black Lives Matter. They said this stuff is just fired up in St. Louis. We left our church last night. We were doing the hamburgers outside in the ice cream truck and feeding the neighborhood. As we all get ready to leave, Pastor Bill closes out in prayer and he looks at his kids and the one daughter-in-law said, "Pastor Bill, if something happens, do not call Connie, call me." Mm. He said, "Listen, I want you kids, if we don't return, you take care of Connie forever, how long it is. If we don't return, you take care of her, but we're planning on returning Sunday night." You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'll be back. You'll be back. You'll be back. Yeah. Yep.
That's leading what we said.
Leading him out. And you know who criticizes Pastor Bill? Those pastors who don't lead anybody out. They're the ones that criticize, right? They want to lead them in. They want to build a bigger church. They want to be a star. They want to be a Christian star. Bring people in, but they don't lead nobody out. They ain't leading nobody out.
We've been hearing it. It's like, you guys are just going to cause trouble. You could end up getting killed. You need to just stay home.
Sheldon, go to my Facebook page, Sheldon. I'm so sick of those. I'm so sick of those people who don't do anything and criticize. What's that old line I use? I like the way I do it better than the way you don't. I get so sick of them. Make me want
to. Hey, another thing. Craig hadn't been able to walk for 5 weeks. He's meeting us up there with a group, about 8 or 10 people, a couple of pastors. He's organizing people to come up and meet us up there.
Awesome, Craig. Awesome, Craig. Okay, listen. Here's why I don't trust Anthony Fauci. Did you guys see this last night? He threw out the ball. By the way, the entire New York Yankees and the Washington National teams kneeled the national anthem, the entire team. I ain't watching one baseball game this year. Not watching one baseball game. And who do they pull out there? You want to see a guy throw a curveball? Huh? So they get Anthony Fauci. They're going to honor Anthony Fauci at the first opening ceremonies. And I want you to watch. You tell me or not whether Anthony Fauci throws curveballs.
So
balls.
What you'll see. Huh?
Let's watch here. Let's watch Harry Pitts.
From baseball 2020, we get a real good feel for tonight. And now one of the more well-known Washington National fans, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to throw out the first pitch.
Here he goes. It's his fastball.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Oh, he can throw his curveball. He can't throw a straight ball no matter what. Play that again, Sheldon. That's appropriate, isn't it?
From watch those there. Ball. So what you'll see from baseball 2020, we get a real good feel for tonight. And now one of the more well-known Washington National fans, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to throw out the first pitch.
He's supposed to throw it to the guy sitting in front of him, all right?
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Scroll on down. I'm going to show you another one. Show you something else. Scroll on down. This kind of stuff makes me sick, all right? Maybe it doesn't make you sick, but it makes me sick. Is it okay if it makes me sick? I told you I got my war gear on today. Got my war gear on. Look at that. Look later on in the game. There's Anthony Fauci sitting in the stands. No mask on. Huh? Can you make that a little bigger, Sheldon? Do as I say, not as I do. Anthony Fauci throwing curveballs. Always throwing curveballs. He's not socially distanced. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Follow those guys, right? Follow those guys. Put your mask on, you dummy. Go back to your one more thing, Sheldon. Let me get – I got my war clothes on. Let me get them off here today.
I say he missed the mark like he did with the coronavirus, Coach.
What's that, bud?
I say he missed the mark like he did with the coronavirus.
Curveballs, brother. That's all you can do is throw curveballs. Scroll down one more, Sheldon. I think there's one more I want to show you. Go on down. Yeah. Okay, Ohioans. Now, listen. Oh, Lord. Yeah, well, this is our beloved governor at his press conference yesterday. He is a Gestapo, whatever you want to call him. He issued everybody must wear a mask. Must wear a mask. Now, remember I told you when I walked into one of that big box store the other day and said it's against my religion and looked at me, didn't know what to say. Michelle and I went into that same box store yesterday. They didn't even say anything to us. Even though there's an order, we're all supposed to be wearing masks. I want everyone out there to listen to what the governor says about wearing. Go ahead.
The medical. I also want to emphasize, as we see more and more people wear masks, and there may be some people who do not wear masks, I want to emphasize that if someone has a medical reason for not wearing a mask, they do not have to wear a mask. And I would also urge all my fellow citizens to not be judgmental. If someone is in a store and they do not have a mask now, we should assume that they have some medical problem. We should assume that there is some very legitimate reason why they cannot wear a mask. I would again emphasize this mask order is only for those 10 years of age and older. Again, I will emphasize what the medical experts tell us.
Did you hear that? Huh? They can't make you wear a mask. They can't make you wear a mask. If you want to wear a mask, wear one. They can't make you wear one. Okay. One more thing. Maybe that's it. Somebody else. I'm sorry. I got my army gear on today. I'll shut up a minute. Let some of you come rolling in here.
Hey, we got to get some of those cards. Those exempt mask cards. Where do you get those?
Hey, Glenn, can I tell you what you need to get? Hey, women, turn off a minute. Women, tune out right now. Women, tune out right now, please. Women, tune out. Okay, all women, tune out. All women and children, hold your ears. I don't need a card. I need stones.
I know. Listen, I was at, where was I? Office Depot, right? This guy came in without a mask on. They wouldn't let him in. They would not. He had to leave. They wouldn't let him in.
Why aren't we suing that I was denied access for purely religious reasons? Folks, that's what the other side does, right? Don't black guys say that they were denied service because they were black? Well, I was denied service because they wanted me to violate my Christian liberty. Maybe I'm in the wrong group today. Maybe I ought to put on my, I don't know. Love you, Glenn. I'm not picking on you.
Hey, Coach, did you see what L.A. Marzulli said yesterday, that he had some emails? There's a brand new virus out now coming out of Russia, COVID-20.
Really?
Said it's really way worse than this deal we're dealing with right now.
Yep. Well, surprise, 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 as Gomer Pyle would say.
Well, that's why Bill Gates has already said him and Melinda were sitting there with the interview, and they said, well, they may not take this one serious, but they'll definitely take the next one. And they looked at each other and smiled.
Yep.
They're already setting it up.
Hey, listen, folks, real quickly, just on stream of consciousness here today. We have our first guests today up at Sky High, and the air conditioner quit working yesterday. So I got a guy coming today. Just pray that we get that thing up. Just pray we get that thing going up there. That's just kind of a burden today. It's got other things going on. I got more to, I'll shut up. I probably shouldn't even be doing this show today. I got my war gear on. Somebody wants to say something nice to encourage us. Come on in. No, you don't have to be nice. Come on in, no matter what you feel like.
Well, can I do a praise report?
Sure.
Yeah, on my way home from Sky High Sunday evening, about 150 miles short of the house, the brakes went out on my GMC Yukon.
Of course.
It took me 4.5 bottles of brake fluid and driving very slow the rest of the way to get home safely. But when I got under the truck and everything Monday morning, it just took a little bit of effort and time, and God showed me what to do, and a $7 part fixed it.
Take that, devil. Good news, Larry. Good news. Good news.
Hey, Coach.
Jeff, come on in, Jeff.
Yeah, I was walking Lucy, and five teenagers saw me preach to the high school last year, and they asked me questions about God.
Really? You never know, man. You never know where those seeds are going to grow. Bless you, man. 918, come on in.
Coach, can you hear me? I'm on my phone. Okay, yeah, I'm in a loud truck. I hope I'm not too noisy.
We hear you very well, actually.
Good deal. Coach, here's a good scripture to go with John 10 when you start showing how a true pastor leads his flock out and doesn't hold them in. Here's a good scripture, an Old Testament one too, by the way, that will reinforce that. Deuteronomy 6:23. Out of nowhere, this scripture appears, and it says that, you know, God had to lead them out of Egypt to lead them in to the promised land, okay, to go to where they were going. Isn't that what a pastor does to get them outside the safe zone, the four walls? He's leading them out to go take ground, to occupy, to conquer. That's what you do when you go out. You can't do that if you stay in the four walls. You cannot do that.
No,
so that's a good scripture to support that, Coach. A lot of times they say, oh, that ain't in the New Testament. Well, the Old Testament, there's one for each Testament there. There's the confirmation. So, yeah, there it is.
Okay, Randy. So it's like having a football team never leaves the locker room. Is that what you're saying? Coach, everybody's there to watch the game, and the coach keeps coaching them before as the game's supposed to be played. The other teams out there, they're running up and down the field. They're scoring all kinds of touchdowns, but the hireling's got his team in the huddle, inside the building, because if they go out, they might get hurt. They might get hurt outside there. There's some wolves out there. There's some mean people out there. And so, you know, be good Christians. Come on in here, and I'll and I'll tell you how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Come on in here. But it's funny, Randy, what you just said and what John 10 says is you'll recognize a real shepherd because he leads them out. Why? So they can do a battle, and then he'll lead them back in. They'll recover, and then he'll lead them back out, and then he'll lead them back in.
Hey, Coach, like could you read? Football,
like a good football game, the coach always leads them out of a tunnel. I've never seen the players. It's always the coach first. And so if you're in New Orleans area, we're going to the abortion clinic at 9 o'clock this morning, and I'm leading them there.
There you go. There's a shepherd for you. There's a real shepherd. Go ahead, Jeff.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. As you triggered it, Coach. It says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
You are the salt of the earth.
You are the salt of the earth.
The savor is henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. City set upon a hill cannot be hid, right? That's what it says.
Yep.
We don't go inside the church and hide. We do not go inside the church and hide. That's not what Christians do. But it is what Christians do. We're getting steamrolled.
Yeah, that example, those guys that came down and assisted Craig and got him out, boy, they lifted his spirits. And it just reminded me of the parable of the Good Samaritan. And at the very end of that parable, you know what Jesus says? He says, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise.
Amen. Go do likewise, Glenn. I know you do, man. I know you do. Listen, I got something else I can pull up. Anybody want to stay on this topic? I got something else I can pull up that'll be good. But if you got something pounding on your chest, say it, man. Say it now.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Coach. Let Alan go first.
Go, Alan.
Hey, Coach. We got too many preachers, man. They look like Tarzan and they play like Zane, Coach.
They're not even preachers. They're not even preachers. I can do more than preach. I can preach. I do more than preach. I can do more than preach. I got you. Come on in there, 9315.
Yep, this is Gary in New York. I just got a question. You know, the question has always been, about why is it that our team can't play together? And I was thinking about the parable that Jesus talked about the shrewd manager, and he makes the observation that other people of the world are more shrewd than the people of light. And right. I'm just wondering, okay, he's making that observation, but, that shouldn't mean that we can't be doing and organizing and doing the same things that the other side is doing.
Of course not. Of course not, right? Well, Jason, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What, is there any wisdom to our weapons? Not to be carnal. We're living in a carnal world where sometimes we have to fight carnal. Oh, I know that makes you nervous. I get it. Oh my goodness.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Hey, it's the staff. I'm gonna go way out of my comfort zone because, like you were saying, it's been pumping on my chest with Holy Spirit here, which you were talking about earlier. About not being married and giving away cookies for free. We're going to have an adult conversation here. This is for the women out there as well as the men. I'm always talking about energy. People, sex is energy. Fornication is Jezebel's spirit. To get to the abortion clinic, what's happening before they get pregnant is fornication. This is a whole energy. When you have sex with someone, not only are you having the sin of that, but you're taking in whatever energy that person has.
Let me pause right there, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
The sex is so energy packed that a new human being can be created in it. That's how powerful the sex act is. Go ahead.
Yes. And I just want to say, I was a freely fornicator for many years, people. And I'm going to, oh, Lord, I don't want to talk about this really. Literally, I put a pause to the cookie jar, ladies. You're not supposed to be giving it away like you're picking from a menu for pizza on a Friday night. That is supposed to be special. Sex is not love, and love is not sex.
Amen.
And power of respect for yourself. You're not supposed to just be having sex with this person and then, oh, we break up and go, I've been in a long-term relationship now, and some of you know him and some don't, and he might be frustrated because I'm talking about this now, but I had to put a stop to that cookie jar because that's what Jesus wanted me to do, because that energy is needed for something else. And until there's a holy union, I'm not supposed to do that. So me for myself put a break to that behavior, and it gave me so much more focus and energy on the mission, on what I'm supposed to be doing. And Amen. We need to look at sex is not just an activity because you're bored. It's just not an activity because you want to feel better because you had a bad day and I'm going to go feel better for a second. You're supposed to, women, you want to know you're heartbroken with this abortion, close your legs. Don't have sex so much. You're not supposed to be, it's supposed to be a special thing, not because you're bored. Every woman out there, I don't care what you say, you want a man to love you and respect you, well, then hold that cookie jar. And that's, I had to say something because I don't hear any other women saying to do so. And I'm going to put myself out there because everybody who knew me knew how I was. And it was just a thing, and it's just, I can do it because I want to. It's a carnal discipline that we need to have to make it holy again between Amen. A man and a woman. And that's all I had to say about that. And thank
okay,
you.
Okay, so you,
Amen. You
Amen. Let me walk on through that jar of cookies. Go ahead, Trump. I see you want to get in here. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to continue that thought, because whenever that happens, you got all that energy. Where does that energy come from, guys? If you're working on your car and you hit your hand, or you burn yourself, or Randy's on his machine in the concrete and it's raining, where does that emotion come from? It comes from your spirit. Your spirit nurtures your brain and tells your brain what to do. And then you think about the sex. You think about how. And then afterwards, you get the spike of sex, and then you think about it afterward. It changes your brain. So you're letting your flesh change your brain. Your brain changes. Now your focus is completely different. So it's not just energy. It's your spirit. You're driving your spirit. Where do you park your car? Where do you park your car? Think about Wonder Woman flying through the sky in her invisible airplane. That's God seeing us. He sees our spirit. He don't see the plane. He sees what our spirit is doing in the flesh. What is it your spirit's doing when you're in the middle of sex? What's your spirit doing? Have you thought about it? You know, if you're having sex with your wife, your spirits are intertwined for a purpose. What's your spirit doing when you're not in a God-based relationship?
Amen, Mark.
Amen. And there's residual that stays afterwards and lingers with you.
Amen.
Every single person. Let me say that again. Every single person.
Amen. 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 And now listen, I'm sorry.
Stephanie.
Okay, hang on. All right. Hey, stop the masturbation already, will you? Stop it already. Stop it.
Amen.
I want you to hear me. The sex drive is natural, given to us by God, right? But as Mark's talking about and Stephanie's talking about, it is an energy force. I noticed we had a guy up at Sky High. We're putting in, what do they call that? Direct TV. So if the people come up there have TV. And I noticed that the guy putting in the direct TV was giddy. He was happy to be there. And he wasn't in a hurry to leave, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I said, oh, there are my two daughters. There are my two. He liked being up there with my two pretty daughters. There was an energy in his head about those two pretty girls that he saw up there, right? So I want you to hear me something.
Amen.
I want you to
Amen.
Hear me, folks. Pornography is a thief. It is a weapon that the enemy is using against you. You are not in any way, shape, or form strengthened through pornography and masturbation. Not one. You are drained, folks. You're drained by it. It is a weapon that the enemy uses.
Amen. Listen,
if you knew how much spiritual strength was being sucked out of you through pornography and masturbation, if you could look, if you could get up high and understand this whole dimension and what's going on, if you saw how pornography and masturbation was sucking the very life out of you, you would stop. You say, well, I can't. What do you mean you can't? Do you fast? When you get that urge to go in and turn the computer on, do you go get the Bible out instead, start reading the Bible? Or you just give into that energy, that sexual urge? That's just normal. Lord gave me this. I gave him this. What am I going to do, coach? I got to figure out some way to let this energy go. Well, I can figure out another way to do it. And if you don't understand the destructive nature of pornography and masturbation from a spiritual standpoint, I'm telling you, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, some of you are really convicted right now. Some of you are very convicted. Why is there no sound? Bob said there's no sound. Are you hearing me okay? Am I being muted?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Huh? Hey, I don't care who you are.
Coach, if I may.
Yes.
Teaching on this, brother, absolutely. Not only it saps, there's when the two flesh twining become one, there's a soul tie that happens. It's like gluing two pieces of wood together. And when you try to pull them apart, you destroy both pieces, but fragments from each piece glue to each other. And so, brother, all those spirits that are in that one person now enter you. And what was in you? Enter them, brother. There is a spiritual soul tie. So, brother, you are opening yourself up to a demonic side by doing such stuff.
Amen. Dale, not only that, the two greatest desires that a man has is to eat and to have sex. Those are his two greatest desires. We think about those all day. That's why fasting is so powerful. If you can learn to control what you eat, you will then have the strength to control other desires that you can't control. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like lifting weights. It's a spiritual discipline. Say no to hamburgers and say no to porn. Say no to hamburgers and to say no to porn. And did it ever dawn on you, men, women? I don't know if women watch porn. I assume they do. I don't know. Did it ever dawn on you, dude, that you just window peeping somebody else's daughter? Did that ever dawn on you? That that's somebody's daughter and you're just nothing more than a window peeper? Huh? You're looking in her windows as she's whatever she's doing, and well, nobody likes talk. You don't hear much sermon. Don't hear many sermons on this one.
Well, coach, that's because most pulpits are under the demonic power of that.
And it's sapping their strength. Area code 330. Yep. Come on in.
Hey, coach.
Yes.
Hey, let me just two things here. Let's go back to what happened to David and Bathsheba. David was in his basically upper room apartment, and he looked out and saw Bathsheba. Images play in your mind. Yep. Sex is in your mind. It's a physical act, but it occurs in your mind, and your mind is the devil's back. Is the devil's playground.
Amen.
He can put images in there, and those images are stored forever. I can remember seeing things when I was younger, pornography, and he'll put those images in my mind, and I have to resist them and say, I rebuke those images. I rebuke what I, you know, being involved in things that I was.
How about this one, Craig? Craig, how about this one? I'm running out of time here, man. I didn't mean to walk on you because what you're saying is really, really good. I remember when I was a younger guy, long, long time ago. Thank you, Lord. Do you ever open up Penthouse magazine and read the letters in Penthouse magazine, and all they were lurid porn stories? As you read those lurid porn stories and Penthouse letters, you began to get images in your mind of what was going on. You understand that? You understand the power of that gate that you open? That's all I'm saying. And we can control that urge.
Hey, Coach, what yes. Craig was talking about with David and Bathsheba. David was out of position. It says when kings go out to battle.
He wasn't leading them out, was he? He wasn't leading them out, was he, Dale?
Coach, why are these pulpits possessed by it? Because instead of being out on the battlefield, they're in hotel rooms or in closets or in their little bedrooms. Do you understand? They're out of position. They're not where they're supposed to be on the battlefield.
And their strength is being sapped. See, pornography, masturbation saps spiritual strength from you folks. Gotta get serious about it.
No, hey, that's good. That's good, Dale.
Why can't you look at a news feed without seeing pictures of half-naked women? You're just trying to go to the news feed nowadays because Satan knows it works. He knows what works in the human mind. And there's one more thing. There's you open up for chastisement from God. If you are a believer and saved by the grace of God, you're going to be chastised by God by that. And you're opening yourself up for that. And if you're not being chastised in Hebrews in chapter 12 in verses 7, it says if you're not getting basically chastised by God, you need to check yourself because you might not be walking with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hey, listen, guys, I know this is touchy. I know it is. But you're not going to have any spiritual strength if you keep giving into that. Yeah, it is a weapon, folks. It is a weapon of the evil one to keep you in bondage, to disempower you, to draw your attention away, to give you thoughts of guilt, cause you to hide for fear you might be discovered. And it leads someplace you don't want to go. I don't know how we got into a porn discussion, but I'm glad we did. Hey, folks, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to court today with Alicia. God bless her. She got arrested. First time she ever went to the abortion clinic. First time she was ever there. The cop that arrested her told her that he warned her last time. She said, I warned you in here last time. She said, I've never been here before. No, I warned you here when you were here last time. Can I tell you what it is? All blacks look the same, don't they, Larry? All blacks look the same. You ever heard that one? Huh? I want him to, how about having him stand up in court and say, well, I arrested her because all blacks look the same. That ain't going to fly, is it? And isn't it funny? He's an Oriental guy. Officer Chung's Oriental. All Orientals look the same, don't they? Is that the pot calling the kettle black or what? Huh? Yeah. Oh, man. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I put on the armor today. I put on the medical gear. I'm at war. We're at war. And we're trying to do everything we can to stand up and push back against these forces of darkness. And sadly, those forces of darkness are playing out before us in this natural realm. We cannot ignore that that's what's going on. And we're going to get victories. We stand up and push back against it. Help me close it out. Yep.
Hey, glad you did the show today.
Hey, Coach.
Thanks. Yes, Larry.
I woke up very early this morning, about 3 o'clock. And came in and did a couple hours work. But what was going through my head was Satan uses division of his enemy, dividing his enemy to gain his ground. The so-called church uses dividing of itself to lose ground.
Oh, boy. Do it to ourselves, don't we? Self-inflicted wounds. Hey, remember, go ye therefore. Pastor Mike Spaulding's conference begins today, and if you buy a ticket to it, then you can stream it for, I don't know, almost a year, 6 months, something like that. You can watch all of them. There'll be a lot of great teaching there, and we really support Pastor Mike here and all he does, and just would encourage all of you to support him as well. So God bless you. Have a great weekend. Turn off the porn machine. Keep your hands off of that thing down there, and we'll see you Monday morning. God bless you.